You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Scott Weiland just showed back up as the puppy monkey baby.
That's what happened to him.
That was pretty freaky. God. So that's where his soul went.
As if it
into the puppy monkey baby.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
I was just thinking they need to do another dance remix of that thing. It'd be a hit.
You know, this band that Scott used to be in, the Stone Temple Pilots, is this is odd. And I guess the only band that ever had any, a long hit string or you know, was a big band was NXS, who auditioned for lead singers and got that kid from American Idol, wasn't it, or something?
It was their own show that they actually did, and they got
the
same guy.
And it didn't work out very well in the big picture because it just, I mean, he was not Michael Hutchins, and nobody would ever be, and it didn't work.
And Alice in Chains did it as well. Is that right?
I don't know.
Who had?
I mean, they got a new singer, but
right.
I don't know. I don't remember how they got
him, right.
STP is auditioning people to sing.
To join
that band. That's very, very strange, I thought. But, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, puppy monkey baby seems to be the most discussed event of last evening as far as the commercials go. There was a lot of different things on there. I guess the Doritos ultrasound ad was the number one fave among most people. And the... wiener dog thing I thought was just very, very cute. That was for Heinz ketchup. But it was a field full of dachshunds wearing
dressed
buns. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty cute. And there was a bunch of these things last night. Everybody has their own tastes. But some of them were interesting and some of them were stupid. Lots of ads for cars last night. Lots of them. I guess Audi spent a bunch of money. They're the ones that used Starman, and it was really, really well done. I've heard the Drake one mentioned for the T-Mobile ad, and there's a bunch of other ones that...
The Buick convertible was not impressive.
I missed that one. Who was in that one?
Was that the wedding one?
Yes.
And that she throws the bouquet.
I didn't see the Amy Schumer, Seth Rogen one with Bud Light.
No.
That's one of the few ones I caught. It was
it just stupid?
It was just meh.
Helen Mirren's I thought was really, really good. She is just so good. And I played this last week, but it's worth playing again, I think, just to hear how she reads this. And to see her do it was even better.
Oh, my beer, lovely. Hello, I'm Helen Mirren, a notoriously frank and uncensored British lady. The collective, we are dumbfounded that people still drive drunk. So I'll sum it up like this. If you drive drunk, you, simply put, are a short-sighted, utterly useless, oxygen-wasting human form of pollution, a Darwin Award-deserving, selfish coward. If your brain was donated to science, science would return it. So stop it. Now, the chances are you're a fun, solid, respectable human being. Don't be a pillock. Your friends and family thank you. The friends and family of other drivers thank you. Your future self thanks you. This is supposed to be fun. Cheers. Nice and cold.
Well done, but if she drinks Budweiser, I'll kiss your behind.
My husband, after it showed or aired last night, he said, I mean, it's good, but it's like the fourth one I've heard already today or saw. Where did I hear him from? I said,
her?
All the commercials. I said, we played them last week. He goes, oh, yeah. That's right. Because yeah. Okay. He was a little disappointed he had already heard a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were on, as Wes mentioned, I mean, they've been on for a few weeks in some cases. Now, this there was, in fact, because there's just such a pandemonium after the ball game, and the media, they just flock on, you know, and I guess that there are agreements already in place with some of these players. People like Peyton Manning have got to talk to CBS because they cover the game. ESPN, I guess, has has Dude out there. There's Dude from the Denver radio station and Denver television. So these guys are out there for probably an hour after all of that, talking to people, and then there's the presentation on the stage that is always awkward and weird, and Jim Nance's act gets just kind of tiresome. But Pat Bowen's wife, the blonde-haired lady that accepted on his behalf, and then John Elway spoke, and then Peyton smoked, but he probably wanted to, but he spoke. And he did, after all of that, get in the – he somehow dropped in the going to Disneyland thing.
Did he really?
Yes, after the fact. But the first thing he said, and I guess this is right after the game, and he spoke to the gal from CBS.
Well, it's very special. This game, as much like this season has been, really tested our toughness, our resilience, our unselfishness. And so it's only fitting it kind of turned out that way. And great bunch of teammates, great bunch of guys I got to play with. And I just feel very, very grateful. Obviously, it's very special to cap it off with a Super Bowl championship. You know, I'll take some time to reflect. I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
I want to go, you know, hug my family.
Sure.
I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that.
And he said the very same thing.
Except.
At the podium afterward with ESPN.
Did you notice? And that's where I picked up where I thought it was a little weird, is he said, and I'm going to go drink a lot of beers. And he pauses and says, a lot of Budweisers.
And yeah. And Anheuser-Busch has said a couple of times that this was not a planned thing. There is no endorsement there whatsoever, although it is an unknown fact that Peyton owns several Anheuser-Busch. He owns some of the plants that distribute the beer.
Oh, well, then there you go. Okay. So, I would say Budweiser, too.
I mean,
I'd be like, I'm going to be on 98.1 The Max tomorrow.
But it's just a little bit, it's beyond gratuitous, but he did it.
He said, I'm going to go eat some Papa John's pizza and drink some Budweiser beers. Bye.
And that John guy from Papa John's is the first guy that he kissed on the cheek as he was up there to collect his moment in the spotlight. So, I don't know.
Is that why we didn't see any Budweiser commercials? Because we knew we'd get one at the end?
Well, we got the Bud Light one, which is pretty much the same. You know, same company, but it's all owned now by somebody in Belgium, so who cares?
I'll have to ask my husband if when he ran into him in the laundry place at UT called Buds and Suds, if he was drinking Budweiser's then.
Well, Peyton is probably a really good guy in person. That is just my guess. He's a pro. He will hopefully now quietly exit stage left and leave this alone. It's the way to go out. He's almost 40. He's been beaten up. And yesterday, he did nothing overly spectacular. He didn't mess anything up too bad. The Broncos defense is who won that ball game. And they made Cam Newton and them look like, well, not like they usually look. And Cam Newton, unfortunately, I think, he could have been a much more professional guy after this game, but he was being a baby, and it came off badly.
We'll be back.
Ron said Denver 2 years ago had a tough time. They bounced back. Did you take that to heart when you told me after the game?
No.
Can you put a finger on why Carolina did not play the way it normally plays?
Got outplayed.
Is there a reason why?
And it goes on like this.
Got outplayed, bro.
Is there anything Denver did defensively that, I mean, I know you...
Then again, if you're him and these dumbass reporters keep asking you stupid things like this, wouldn't this kind of piss you off too?
Well, like we say, you know, all the coaches come out at halftime and they're getting bombarded by these reporters. What could they possibly be asking?
Yeah, it's just
that we don't already know.
And there are some people, and Peyton Manning is the glaring example of one of the very few that have the patience to put up with it. Because you just look bad if you act disgusted and annoyed at these people, because this stuff is on film. It's on tape forever. And if you come off as a jerk, it's on tape forever. If you come off with class and act right, it probably you know, this does kind of, you know, down the road, this furthers your chances of being an ESPN broadcaster or being, you know, whatever.
Well,
if you exhibit class in this situation for all the years that he has. And Eli has the same gift. He's just a bit more dull than Peyton is.
Cam Newton's pretty. He'll be just fine. He's a very pretty boy.
Yeah, he's pretty, but whatever. But he's there are ways to handle those moments and ways not to. And I think he chose the way not to. You can lose graciously and show some class and not be a baby. You got your ass kicked. It's over. Well,
that's what he's saying, though, isn't it? We got outplayed.
Yeah.
What kind of analysis do they want from him?
He could have maybe just had a better look on his face and taken the hood off, but I don't know that he should have answered any differently.
F you all, I'm going home to my puppy monkey baby. That's the freakiest. Gosh. And you know, and this is the year of the monkey. I'll need to discuss that story. The Chinese New Year is today, and it's the year of the monkey. And so we'll have to get to that. The Sleep Number bed is a beautiful thing. I enjoyed mine tremendously over the weekend and intend to today, later on, and every day. The wife and I enjoy the bed very much. It's extremely comfortable. We've had one for a long, long time. You can, and it's easy to buy one. They have two stores here in town. They're only at these stores, not at any kind of bed store except the Sleep Number store that is near you, Wolf Chase, Galleria Mall, and in South Haven. Everybody has their number. Mine's about 90. You can test and kind of, you know, rest on it for a bit, and it'll suggest what number might be good for you right now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. You can save half off on a limited edition bed. So stop by and ask them about that. They have all kinds of beds, queens and kings. But right now, during the Ultimate event, you can save half off on a certain bed. Plus, the Queen C2 mattresses are now at $599.99. So some big sales going on right now for a limited time only. So stop in the Sleep Number bed store and figure out which one is best for you, and you will enjoy it, we assure you. The Sleep Number bed, thank you much, folks. Maybe get one for y'all for Valentine's Day. That would be nice. Tomorrow, Kyle Vesey will be here to discuss the news of the city and what is yet to come with, the police department and body cameras and whatever other things we can find to discuss with Kyle from the mayor's office. Reed Farrell Coleman is here tomorrow, This guy is a fine, fine writer. He's written the new Jesse Stone book. Robert B. Parker began this series, I don't know, years ago. It was turned into four or five TV movies with Tom Selleck as the character Jesse Stone. And Mr. Parker passed away. Bob has been gone for almost 5 years. Hard to believe. And Reed has carried on with this great series. The Devil Wins is the new book. It's been out now for about a month. It's a great read, and it is just a fine book, as is his brand new one in a new series. The book is called Where It Hurts, and Wes got done with it last night. I'm not there yet, but it is a fine, intense piece of writing.
Yes, it is.
The guy is extremely good, and we met him before, and he was here and was a very nice man. So tomorrow we'll just have a little moment of intelligence, hopefully, and speak to Reed Coleman about The Devil Wins, Jesse Stone, and the other book called Where It Hurts. All that is coming up tomorrow. We also today have, and this week, Valentine gifts for you. Guns N' Roses is the theme. This is some time to go out and shoot at Range USA. Not any people, just targets and things like that, courtesy of Accent Guns and Loans. And a gift card to buy some pro flowers, a bouquet of roses. Isn't that nice? So we'll do all that this week. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. 535-9898.
What would you like me to do?
What
would you like me to do?
Be my puppy baby. This song is from the late 60s. It was a hit, and then this band went away. Yeah, there's this thing, I guess, on some car radios that tells you what song is playing. Hopefully this one does not register. This song was a hit. I don't know why it even crossed my mind on Valentine's week. Tell me who the band is that did this song right now, and we'll give you the shooting time and the roses, 535-9898. 1-800-848-9898. Besides the puppy monkey baby talk, there's other monkey talk today. Various kinds. This one to me is strange, and just kind of tacky. The Monkees will have their 50th anniversary this year. That's kind of hard to believe in itself. With a new album and a tour. Now, knowing that Davy Jones, who was the front man, if you will, the face of that band and the voice, he's been dead for, 5 years? He was a health freak. Ran every day on the beach. Vegan fella. Didn't go very well for him. So it is Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz. Doesn't mention Mike Nesmith here. So he has come and gone with this bunch now over and over again. He's a very strange cat. After Davy died, those three went out with some other kind of band and I guess made some money off of Davy's death. But he's not mentioned in this story at all. This says that Tork and Dolenz will go out on tour and do a new record with people listed below. Rivers Cuomo from Weezer. Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. And XTC's Andy Partridge among the artists that will write tunes and perform with them on the album that will come out June 10th.
No offense to George and Ringo, but isn't Mickey and Peter kind of the George and Ringo?
Well, Mickey sang that song right there. He sang a number of the hits. So I think he has a little more credence. Well, they weren't really even a band.
Yes.
They were actors. And Mickey, he kind of played drums a little bit. But the rest of it, and Nesmith could play guitar. Peter Tork and Davy, I think, played tambourine or something. Tork may have played bass, did he, or not? I'm not sure.
I think he learned how, kind of
faked it. Yeah.
Mike Nesmith was actually a real musician.
Yes, he was a player. An actor,
and he's the one who got pissed because they were not going to really be able to be musicians.
Right, and he walked away because his mother is the person who invented Whiteout. And made her a multi-millionaire.
That sounds so fake.
So he whited himself out and vanished into the sunset with her money. But then he would pop back up on occasion to perform with them. This whole thing just seems highly unnecessary because anybody who was a kid when that band was around like me, I don't care about any new album from them. Who could possibly care?
No, I watched them every day after school, but I didn't go out and buy their records.
It was just goofy. It was like an endless takeoff on a Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm. With the Beatles. Right, that was the point. was exactly the point
It was just a complete copy of the Beatles and their goofiness, but done for a different generation. But it was still the mid-60s, right? So
when did that show start?
Oh, 67 or 8, I would guess, or even before that. But anyway, why they want to come back, I don't have any idea. David Lee Roth has a new website at davidleeroth.net and a new installment of his web series, The Roth Show. Dave talks about things like the history of L.A. car culture. All right. With a custom car builder, Big Daddy Roth, who is of no relation to Diamond Dave. That's rather unusual. I guess that they're not going to tour anymore or play, that they're done. I saw last week where Sammy Hagar had sent Eddie Van Halen a real kind birthday greeting via Twitter or something, which was unusual because they hate each other.
Yes.
Or do they?
Because Van Halen sent one back thanking him.
Yep.
So I don't know.
And Eddie and Al and Sam, after a while, were not buddies. And so I wonder if that as you grow up and get older, if some of these silly things go by the wayside and you
first just kind of act right.
Yeah, and that one still has not been officially announced, has it?
No, and their first show's tomorrow.
Step it up. Yes, and they're playing tomorrow somewhere or tonight. Well, was it?
I'm double checking.
I don't know, but they don't have it. They've made no
formal announcement using the band.
And this whole thing, just over here. Pardon me a moment. This is all screwed up now, Wes. So. Everything is playing that shouldn't be, so we'll have to fix all that. That's just super.
We'll manage.
Yeah.
We'll make it do.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. In China, it is the beginning of the Lunar or Chinese New Year, the Year of the Monkey. And according to Chinese custom, people now today will refrain from sweeping the floor, washing clothes, and taking out the garbage on their New Year's Day, as they believe that that would take away all the good luck for their new year.
Sounds like I got good luck all year round.
So they want to be just nasty today and carry out no trash and wash nothing. They also avoid using kitchen knives, as they are thought to be lethal weapons and hence not a good symbol of good fortune. Other things that are forbidden include scolding children, as it signifies that the kids will end up being yelled at all year round. Swearing is also forbidden throughout the day. Good effing luck with that. You can't rush anybody out of bed today, because that means that people would be rushed for the entire year to make decisions and such. And there's a bunch of other goofiness about this, but is the Lunar or Chinese New Year today? I wonder if they've heard about the puppy monkey baby.
You know, I actually went looking just to see if the year of the dog just ended.
Yeah.
And going into the year of the monkey for the puppy monkey baby. And, well, it didn't. It was the year of the sheep. There's no connection at all.
Huh.
Well, there's a lot of monkey talk today, though.
Yeah. Monkeys. Monkey baby. Year of the monkey. It's just one of those lucky days, I guess, that we have monkey content. And that's just great. An asteroid may kill us all here soon. We can cross our fingers on that one. It could pass very close to the Earth next month. The odd part of the story is how they truly have no idea. Asteroid 2013 TX68 is on tap to pass by us on March 5th, coming as close as 11,000 miles. Which is pretty darn close when it comes to space miles, says CBS News. However, it says it could also be as far away as 9 million miles. So there's a bit of a disparity there, isn't there?
That's a much larger disparity than we usually hear.
Yeah.
And that makes me wonder why they can't figure the path of this thing better.
Is our weathermen doing that? Prediction?
No, this is probably NASA. Yes, it does say that NASA says there's no chance it'll hit Earth. Well, that's a load off our mind. There's another flyby in 2017 that is too small to be of any real concern.
Yeah, it's about 100 feet in diameter, so but it's not an apocalyptic event, even if it hits.
You know, they wouldn't tell you anyway if it was. They're just not going to say, okay, at about 8 tonight, we're going to all be
dead. We're all doomed.
So drink up. But no, that's not going to happen. So no need to worry about that.
Did we have any news on last night on Channel 3? Because I thought that was odd. Because it went straight to Colbert. I watched that.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed. So there was no, they just.
And Colbert was live, right? And it was pretty good. There was some tape things on it. And then James Corden had Elton John on. That was pretty cool. But I wonder if three just said, we'll pass.
Oh, I don't know if they had a decision either, if it was a network thing.
Well, what time did CBS cut it off? 9:30?
Yes. The game was over at 9:30. And all the post stuff.
Then all the ESPN.
Yeah, I would say about 9:46-ish. And then Colbert came on. I just thought it was interesting.
That's true. I don't know if they had news in between Colbert and Corden or not. I have no idea. So there's a water rescue call on Quince Road right now.
Still?
What's going on with that? Well, be careful out there wherever you are because there's traffic messes and it's the usual Monday. People are hungover, half asleep, and not into it. So good luck out there and try to behave yourself. Valentine's Day is coming up this Sunday. Sherry's berries are truly a unique gift. They are beautiful, big, giant strawberries dipped in various kinds of chocolate and covered in all kind of little things, swizzles and nuts and chips and things like that. Giant strawberries at $19.99, a great savings, and double them if you'd like to for just $10. It's a heck of a deal, and it is a very nice gift. Berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Go into the site there and to the top right hand corner and type in Drake, and they will get them to you or to your wife or your mom or whomever is your choice for your Valentine in time for Valentine's Day. Berries.com. Double the berries for $10 more. It is worth every penny. They're just great. Don't wait until it's too late. Get them today. Berries.com. Type in Drake, upper right hand corner, and double the berries for just $10 more. They are great. Sherry's Berries. Get them going today.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.